one of the things we want to do is get, like, the, well, the old families, like the Davises and the Hicks and the Tripps and the Brownells, and, you know, to know about, well, just their family.
And that's on the, you might say, the quicker side.
Yes.
Looking for.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we're also looking for, we're looking for everybody. The Centennial is trying to get the whole story of Westport.
Yeah. And they're starting groups.
And they're going to have an exhibit from the 1st of July to the 6th of July. That's only a week. Mm-hmm. In the high school, the new high school cafeteria. But a committee is going to make a book of that and publish it and have it for the school students.
Oh, yes.
So that all the present-day people who don't appreciate the past here can have a chance to know about it.
I see, yes. Study it like
Well, I want to hear more about what kinds of flowers you and what kinds of herbs. Now, you started to talk about mullein.
Well, of course, you all know about dandelions is good. You know dandelions.
Mm-hmm. Let's name some of the herbs, because I have to write my study. Everybody's making a special study. My special study is plants.
Plants, not herbs.
Herbs and plants.
Oh, herbs and plants.
All kinds of plants.
Yeah. Now, because I'm trying to learn all herbs or plants to eat.
Yes.
To eat. And I missed that Hatfield.
I'm trying to learn plants for eating and medicine.
I see. Well, he came in one day to see the garden. I gave him and Mrs. Tripp some of the comfrey plants, you know, the comfrey plant. And he says, "Do you know sisters good to eat?" Sizzles. I said, "No, I thought there's only for donkeys." Well, so there's a sizzle there. So he took it, and he just took it down like that, and put everything down and left you the stalk.
Yes.
So I tried it. Well, I can't say there's much taste to it, but I cut it up in my salads. Oh, it's good to eat. It makes something different.
Yes.
And I get my salad. Now I'm going to tell you what I have. Of course, I don't always have it that one way, according to what I have.
Yes.
A few things I buy, but a lot of it is what I get in garlic.
Yes.
Now I'll take the garlics I'll buy, and I'll have two or three of those little cloves.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll have a dandelion root, a small root. I cut that up. And I'll have a few of the leaves,
mm-hmm.
and I cut that up. I did that yesterday morning. And I had some parsley from the garden. And some lettuce leaves from the garden, the regular leaves.
Mm-hmm.
And what else did I have? Oh, dear. Let's see now. Sometimes I put in some scabies, but I didn't.
What is scabies?
Well, it's something I'd show you better than I can explain it.
Yeah.
I had some down there at the garden. Grows up and blooms.
Scabies.
And I put them all together according to what I have and cut it up. And I have a round skillet, not a big one, but well about the size, and maybe a little bit bigger than this plate. And I cut it up green, you know, and put just a little water, just a little, just enough. So then I go to work and I take a bowl and I get about a tablespoon of soy flour. About a tablespoon of that, and I put that in the bowl, and I put water, it's rich enough, I don't care for milk, I put water with it, mix it up about the consistency of milk, then I take an egg, and I break that up in that, and beat it together, and by the time I do that and go to the stove, my salad is just steamed away, that water's all gone, it's steamed away, yet it's not cooked enough to be mushy.
Yes.
Raw. I love things raw, but I can't eat raw things as I once did on account of my teeth.
Not to be mushy, but not to be raw.
Enough so you can chew it and not have headache with it. fix it up, but generally I'd push that one side, put the egg this way, and cover it, and a little while that's puffed right up, like an egg puff.
Yes.
Then turn it over.
Sort of make it, it's like a salad omelet or
it
something.
It gives it away, only the salad's this side. Sometimes yeah. I do put it together. Mm-hmm. The salad will say it's
oh,
this
I
side.
See. Sometimes your egg's on one half.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Sometimes your egg,
then
the salad's on the other half.
Just as soon as that cooks, then you take it, turn it, put it in my plate. I know, it's so good. You don't know one thing you eat from the other, dog. Taste together them herbs or greens.
Do you, Mabel, remember... Well, for instance, that whole field is full of these daylilies. Do you remember other wildflowers that were growing here?
Well, I know most all the wildflowers that I guess you see around here.
Well, let me go there.
I have no yellow lilies over here. They were
there. They were here.
And I understand, I don't know whether you've heard that or not, but them daylilies, they say they're good to eat.
They're good for salads.
Well, I never tried them.
I haven't either, but that's what they say. Here, two little books I've been studying. I have a lot of books over there I've been studying about herbs and things, you know, for in this area. This is the Boston publishing herbs. Do you know anise?
Anise? No, but I know it. You can buy it, the powder, it has a smell. My husband used to put it in a little honey, you know, he'd have a honeycomb, hold it in a box. So the bees would come, they like the smell of that anise, honeybees, and then trail them to the bee nest. Mm-hmm. Anise.
Honey.
I guess it's a sickish taste, I think.
Get bees. Mm. Now, another one was basil. Do you remember having basil, basil?
I never was much for herbs. All about I have is a regular lamb mint. And then Mrs. Tripp brought down the apple mint, she calls it. So I got that growing there.
Yes.
And then there's a sage. I have sage.
Do you remember anything called borage? B-O-R-A-G-E?
Yeah, don't you come up and brooms put in the bees loves it. I've seen it, and I had it for a while. And
it has a star-shaped flower colored bright blue or pale lavender, is what it says in this book.
I think there's some red flower. I must mind that I thought it was different.
Red, some pale reddish lavender.
Oh, more like it, but maybe that's what I had. And then I said the bees loved it.
Was that over here or down there?
Yes. Wait a minute. Down there. I'm getting mixed up with this home now.
Yes, that one. Burnett.
No, I don't know that.
Sherville. That you can buy in the store.
Oh,
but
yes.
Did you have any growing?
Not there, no. Uh-huh. I guess you can get most all of them at the health stores, can't
yes.
you?
Yes.
Yes.
Coriander.
No, I never had that. Yeah, almost seems I had, don't they put that in like piccadilly or those things?
Curry. And it's used for the seeds on top of cookies and cakes.
No.
Dill.
Dill.
Was there dill here?
No, we never had none of them. My mother had...
Fennel?
Fennel, yes, we had sweet fennel here.
You had sweet fennel?
Yes, that grew right up. You could use the leaves there, make like a soup, or you could make greens out of them. Mm-hmm. They was a sweetish tasting. And we had carrot.
All right. Well, anyhow, he got tired of going down the well, and in order to get some water, we had to put in the power line, and because if we couldn't get water from the well, because the willow was taking all of it, we either had to go to the town pump or put in our own water.
Oh, you didn't cut the tree down then?
No, the tree's still here.
Oh, yes.
I couldn't bear to cut a tree.
Yes, but you're all right for water, though, now.
Yes.
Well, where's the water come from?
Well, then, water comes from about 190 feet down in the ground, an artesian well.
Oh, my. Because you need it for your... That, I don't believe this well, even if the well had been there, would have stood your modern way of using water, would it?
Well, it stood it for...
Because I know it had a spring.
Well, I don't know whether it would have or not. I think we would have been going up. Now, for instance, do you know Mary Petty?
Mary Petty? No, I don't.
Well, she lives over on the Adamsville Road.
No,
I think it's on the Adamsville Road. It may be on Sodom Road. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But she has no electricity. Her well is, she doesn't even have a pump.
Mm-hmm.
She goes in all weather out to get well water.
Mm-hmm.
And when it's a drought or dry, then she has to go up to the town hall. And she remembers one winter when she had to go, it was February, before she could stop going.
Well, we had one bad drought here. I know one time, my husband was here then, and the water got down so low that he went down the well and cleaned it.
Mm-hmm.
And he found there was a spring there.
Mm-hmm.
It bubbled up then. Well, it kept us going all right then, and he took water up to Jenny Pollard. That's the post office then, Mr. Pollard.
Where was that?
Well, and of course, where Jean is now, Fios.
Yes.
Well, it's like right across the street, only just not exactly more the store being, you might say, more across Mrs. Brackett's house.
Mm-hmm. Was that the same house that's there now across from Mrs. Brackett?
Yes.
Where the cows and what's a farmhouse where there's a pasture?
Oh, that's further the other way. This would be this way where the post office was. You know where the big barn, where the barn is, and they was used to sell antiques and
yes.
And well, that barn belonged to the post office way back because
mm-hmm.
Mrs. Potter used to come here and bring us our grain. We used to send in our orders. At that time, they had a grain store, and that was in the barn. And then they had a shed.
Barn that was an antique shop.
Yes.
And then,
yeah, mm-hmm. and right there, the fish concern.
Mm-hmm.
Then there was a shed between the barn and the store. It was joined onto the store, where I used to drive my horse in, tie the horse, and go out under that piazza. And was that there now or not? And it, don't think so. And into the store to get the groceries. She had
yes.
all kinds of variety store.
And that bought what is now, it's absolutely empty, really, now. They use it for storage for their fish that they sell in the fish shop.
Yeah.
But that used to be a grocery store.
The house that belonged to it, he used to keep his grain in it. And he used to go around and sell grain with a horse and wagon. And he used to
in the house?
From that barn.
From the barn?
Yes, from the
but
barn.
Who, he lived in the house, didn't
yes, he?
Yes,
he and his wife lived there in the house.
And Mr. Potter lived in the house.
Yes, and they had, let me see, there was Miriam Potter, daughter, and then there was Inez, she's Gifford on the Drift Road, married Gifford.
Inez Potter, and married, which Gifford was it? It wasn't
Robert Gifford's son she married.
It wasn't, she's a friend of mine, Ethel. It wasn't Ethel Gifford and Mark Gifford.
No, I don't. Yeah, I know Mark. No, I don't think they was related to
no.
Gifford. It was Robert Gifford, and they was Quakers. Robert, oh, my goodness, back when we used to go to Sunday school picnics, we used to go down to Westport Harbor, and Robert Gifford would take his two horses in a big wagon
mm-hmm.
and help take some. Of course, Edward L. McNamara would, he had one horse, and...
And Edward lived up here.
Lived right where Dr. Kirkcaldy's home is.
Oh, Edward McNamara?
Yes, Edward L. McNamara's where Dr. Kirkcaldy's home. And that's where I was married, right in that, in his living room.
In Dr. House?
He was a town clerk in Edward L. McNamara. And he was in the church
them that for instance, Dr. Grigaldi at the friends meeting is the clerk of the meeting.
Yeah.
And that is the head. Of the meeting.
Oh, the head, but not the minister. Not
yes, he's the minister.
Yes, I know he's been the minister. I've read it too. Yes.
Well,
way back then, I used to play the organ. Way back then in the church, I've been about 3 years.
Now, Teresa Gifford plays it now.
Oh, she does, yes. Mm-hmm. I know Teresa. I suppose Teresa changed. I've seen her for a long while.
Yes. Well, she plays it every Sunday.
Yeah.
Well, I wonder who lives in the house. It's not quite across the street. It's an old house, a very old house, not quite across the street from the post office, a little bit to the west, where there's a field with huge boulders in it and lots of black and white Holstein cows.
You mean like north of the doctor's home?
Well, no, it's on at the Adamsville Road, right across the street from the post office, but just a little further down.
Well, isn't that on the opposite side?
Yes.
Wasn't that what was Charlie Wood's place?
Well, that's what I thought.
Yes, that was. Mm. I don't know who is it. It must be some of the Woods, I think.
I think it is.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yes, I was. Oh, I used to know Walter Wood so well. Years ago.
Now, was Walter Charlie's
Walter
father or son?
Winona's husband. Yeah, Charlie's son. And Winona's husband. Winona's still living, as I know.
Mm-hmm.
And isn't, I understood the other day, there's two churches going down to the point now, one for the summer people, then they stopped, they took the barn.
Yes, you know, that's in the house where your mother. And that's down at the Shannons.
Well, I saw it, they said.
And that's where your mother and your grandmother were born.
Oh, well, the lady told me, I understood it was further up and not there. And when she said Mrs. Shannon, I thought, well, that's
it. It's in the barn. They had the service
in
the barn.
Yes, the barn, yes.
And at the Point Church, which is
the Methodist,
right, the Methodist Church, right across from the cemetery.
Yes.
They have a new minister now.
Yes, I heard that the one was going.
I liked him so much. I wonder where he went.
Don't they change him ever so long anyway?
I don't know.
I think they do. Ever so long, then they changed.
He came when Mike was sick in the hospital. He came all the time, although we weren't Methodists.
Mm-hmm.
He came over to see Mike and to see me. And all just very often.
Friendly, brotherly feeling.
Yes.
Where they should be. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They had Minister Crawford there, the Methodist, when I got married. Of course, I was a member of the French church at that time. But they only had transient ministers then,
mm-hmm.
that time, because they weren't ordained. So I told him when I was expecting one to get married, and Minister Crawford says, well, he says, I think I'll have my papers by then.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, that's fine. So Jim and I, we went, because we'd been to Edward L. Mackamas and got the papers down there. The papers hadn't come. Oh, that's a bad.
So then Elmer Manchester married you?
No. My husband says, well, we'll go to every church, because not Catholic church.
No.
It wouldn't take you so quick as that.
No.
But every church we went to, they either weren't there or they wasn't ordained.
We went
back to Hicksville. And, well, my husband says, I guess we'll have to go back to Edward. That was the justice.
Edward.
Edward Mackin was one married.
Now, was he any relation to Elmer Manchester? No. Edward Mackamer was no relation to Elmer Manchester.
No. But there are folks that can do the same thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
He was a town clerk.
But, of course, Edward L. McAvoy, he had his wife, that was Ada. Oh, I thought the world of her. She was a witness. And then it was of a Saturday night, and the transient minister for the Friends was there.
Mm-hmm.
And so he was a witness, too. And, of course, Edward married us.
He was the town clerk.
Yes, he was the town clerk then. So anyway, it really worked anyway. It never broke.
No.
My husband was perfect.
Your husband was perfect. Yes. Mabel, I don't suppose you want to talk about it, but that it might make you too sad, but how did he die?
You know when they had the war and that Spanish flu went round?
Yes.
Well, he came down with that. Well, first, his mother came down first. No, wait a minute. He came down first himself. And then, just about the time he were going to get better so he could get out of bed, she came down with it.
Did his mother live here, too?
No, they live in Little Compton.
Uh-huh.
In Little Compton. So he got up too soon to take care of his mother, so he came with this cough. Well, Dr. Borden was living down to Adamsville then.
Dr. Borden?
Borden. He is where Dr. King went afterwards.
Uh-huh.
So
Borden before Dr. King.
Yeah. Well, he doctored, and he says you may always have this cough, but he didn't know. But he did get over the cough, but it weakened his heart, so Ranjanak took in.
Mm-hmm.
And so that, and yet my husband always say, oh, it's nothing, he says, it's only indigestion. Always put it like indigestion, you know, and he had these pains. So one day he had a bad attack, and he was in Fall River, and he went in to see Mr. and Mrs. Holmes. And I told him, I said, well, I'm not going this time. Tell Mrs. Holmes I'll be next time. So he had to have kind of a bad spell. And he says, don't tell my wife. He says, it'll only plague her. Well, she said afterwards she wished she told me, but she didn't.
Yes.
Well, her husband died with angina, and so she was almost free. That's what he had.
Yes.
This night, that day, now the day before, we'd been cultivating corn. And it was hot. I know we stopped at the end, let the horse cool. And, of course, jarring his arms on that cultivator.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the next day he had pains,
mm-hmm.
quite a lot of pains. And he says, I can't go. Your mother's eggs today, he says, not the way I be. Well, at night I took the horse down to the well here to water him. And he was upstairs in the room. That's where he and I slept.
Yeah.
And he came to the window, and he always used to call me Guinea for pet names.
Says, what, oh, how did you spell it? Did you know?
Guinea? No, I don't know.
Guinea.
Yeah, I don't know whether he thought I looked like a guinea hen or not, but that's what
he called it. Oh, it wasn't Ginny, it was Guinea.
Guinea, yeah. And so he says, oh, Guinea. And I said, well, how you feel now? He says, oh, all right. I said, don't you want me to get a doctor? It's the first time I ever mentioned a doctor to him. Oh, no, he says, I'll be up and doing by tomorrow morning. Well, I put the horse out. I came down, and see, the sewing machine was in that room, because the stairway is there, ain't it, going
yes.
up. I was there sewing, and it was getting kind of late, and I said, well, I'll have to keep my supper on. At the same time, I heard a little noise upstairs, sounded a little funny. Well, that was funny. So I started, and I went upstairs. I went kind of slow, but I got the door, and he was there on the bed, laying kind of bolstered up with his hands kind of folded, just the last breath. I just see that gasp, that last breath he didn't get. And he looked as if he had his hands folded, his eyes closed, as if he was smiling.
You know, that's what I did with David. David had a heart attack in that same room.
Oh,
and I went up, and he was breathing his last breath.
Same, Well, that's the way. And he didn't actually.
And David was only 25.
And Jim was only 48. Young, both young. Yeah, too young. But you see, angina, what weakened his heart? I mean, that flu weakened him, because a lot of them died at that time. Died. But the doctor said, Dr. Hicks came then, and Ethel came over too. And doctor says,
Dr. Hicks?
Yeah, he says, I couldn't.
Where did he live?
He lived at that time up to Hilo Westport. Then he moved over to Russell's Mills. Ethel was older than I was. Oh, we thought the world of each other, Ethel and I. And she's down to non-quit now in that nursing home. She don't know nobody.
Mm. Ethel, it was his daughter.
Yes. So that was kind of sudden. I never got over that. I think for a year I was so dazed I couldn't.
Well, you know, I didn't get over it.
You can't.
I mean, it took
so
years.
Sudden like that. Why?
I don't see how you carried on.
It seems so. Well, I worked. I thought I was working hard enough, but I dug right into work.
You know what I said at meeting yesterday was that the only salvation when your heart's just broken is work.
It is. It'll take your mind the best healer, I guess you can do, because if you sit and dwell on it, well, you're on the growers.
I know.
And now I always think of him, the nice things, the joy we had together.
Yes.
That is the best, not the sick pains when he's suffering.
Well, now, did you?
What made his heart attack, I wonder? He was so young. But look at the young today, where they go with heart attacks.
I know. I don't know. I don't know. But now, what flowers did you plant?
My mother loved all kinds of flowers.
Well, what kinds of flowers did
you? She'd get the catalogs, and she'd write down a lot of them and take off part of them.
Ordered from catalogs.
Yes.
All kinds of flowers.
Yeah, because she knew in the garden there was some, while I was putting her uprooted, all gone on account of the bushes and the stuff that grew in there, honeysuckle and everything. But she had peonies. She would have some shrubs that was in there, too. And then she'd get sweet williams and kind of different kinds of pinks. And she liked nasturtiums. And everything I could think on, you can think on, she would
just
say it was like lilies. That was her favorite flower, was lilies.
Mm-hmm.
And same as you've got petunias and daisies, geraniums, and chrysanthemum. She liked them, the fall flowers. And,
everything. Just really, she liked everything.
She liked all kinds of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
So she keep getting different ones. But then, as she grew older, of course, her father, when I got out to work, my grandmother didn't want me to work. She said she'd work hard enough when she gets into it. So really, I never got to work when I was 14. Wonder she never spoiled me. So I went milking the cows. First thing they knew, I'd got to milk the cows, then I got at it. And my mother thought, well, she says, we've got to have